in studio. So excited to have with us this morning Paul Foster, pastor of Source Connection. We're going to talk about this new church in Rock Hill. Joining him, his wife, and I guess title of assimilation director. And I'm excited because I have a nice young man just to join the party this morning. Of course, I'm talking about their son, Adam, who is 9 years old and heading to school shortly after the interview this morning. Welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thank you for having us here. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's so great to have you too. Do I call you Paul, Pastor Foster? What do you go by?
Either and all of the above. You can call Pastor Paul,
Pastor Paul.
It's all good with me.
Well, that's pretty cool. You got a good name to be a pastor.
Thank you. Yep. It's my namesake as the Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
Wow. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in a town called Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
It's right next to Ann Arbor, which is where the University of Michigan Wolverines play.
Fantastic. And did you grow up in a church family? Is your dad a pastor?
I sure did. I lost my dad actually when I was 2 months old.
Oh, wow.
And I lost my mom back in 2004, but my dad was a, quote, preacher in the church. And believe it or not, Patty, there are 15 kids from that marital union.
Yes.
Of which I am the youngest.
You're the baby. And look at you making a difference. Now, what led you into this role of pastoring?
Well, that's a great question. I would say around my college years, I felt that call just began to resonate more and more. It kind of transitioned, I would say, from the background to the forefront. And then by the time I was in my early 30s, I knew I had to go ahead and take that next big step.
So the calling was there. The voice kept getting louder and louder. And then in your 30s, okay, so from Michigan, how did you, here you are in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Yeah, my wife and I, we made a decision early in our marriage that we wanted to build our family in the southeast from Michigan. Kind of crowded there in Michigan.
Cold, too.
Absolutely.
It's pretty hot here, though.
Yeah, and the cold lasts so long. But we made that decision. We did feel called by God to make that relocation happen. And once that happened, things began to unfold quickly.
It's amazing, isn't it? When suddenly you're listening and you're doing and you get a lot of confirmations that you're on the right path. So
exactly.
You and your wife, Keisha, have four children and you live here in Rock Hill. And you both are planting a new church, and the name of the new church is
Source Connection Church.
Okay, so why start a new church? What did you feel was missing in some of the existing congregations?
The greatest reason to start a church is because it's the number one way that new people are reconciled to God, by starting churches.
I did not know this. So when you start a new church, that resonates with people like, this is my new opportunity to start and claim my own seat.
Exactly.
Right? I'm going to have a seat where I sit every Sunday.
Absolutely.
I don't know. We're just kidding, but we do talk about that a little bit.
Something new is something fresh, and it gives people an opportunity to just get a new start and experience something new, experience God in a new way.
So how will Source Connection reach the people? How would you describe your church?
Great question. Well, our mission is to embody, number one, and share the good news and just connect people with God. And then after being connected with God, our number one task is to mentor, train, teach, develop. We call that discipleship. So we really want to focus on that. And we believe that if that mission is fulfilled, we will see a multicultural, multi-generational, multi-ethnic community of believers passionate for God and love for one another. And then we need to fulfill the prerogatives of our commander-in-chief. That's Jesus. And he said, go into all the world and share the great news. It's good news.
Love. Love is so powerful.
Yes.
And, life doesn't have to be as hard as we, as people, make it. We complicate things.
You are right on. I love simplicity, Patty. Things are really simple. I don't see God as being this religious person who is embedded behind all of these rules and codes of ethics and traditions. The one we call God, that's our Father. And he just wants his kids back. That's really the whole narrative, and he's gone through the most extreme measures we could imagine to get us back with him.
I think that is just so great. And, you know, we're all different. We're unique. How cool it is. I mean, every father wants to embrace the differences in their kids and the different gifts and talents that they have. You're going to begin this at Manchester Theater. What's the date?
September the 16th, that is our grand opening that we are building up to. It's been a journey to get us to this point, but that is the big, big day that's coming up.
That's fantastic. What do you have planned in terms of just creating excitement and building awareness?
Well, we've got a lot of things planned. Believe it or not, we're going to be giving away a 4K television as part of the celebration activities. That's more so for the adults, but we also have something for the kids or youth. We're raffling off a Xbox One, one of the hottest video games on the market, and other prizes. These are just things to do just to say that, hey, we are so excited. We're pumped up, and we're creating a lot of buzz in the community so people can hear the word about Source Connection Church.
That's so cool. So you guys will be there. Do you have any idea who will be joining you on this first day of a new beginning?
Well, the whole county of York, the entire of York County is invited to come. So some of everybody's going to be there, friends and family. We're going to have people actually from our home state of Michigan, maybe Texas. People all around the city will be there to see this event happen.
So, Keisha, did you realize that this is the direction your life would be going? Did you also feel a whisper to do more in terms of connecting with people and leading them to God?
Well, yes. Early in our courtship, Paul told me I had relocated to Michigan at the time from Texas, and we were dating, and he said, you know, one day I'm going to pastor. He said, I don't believe it's the timing yet, but when I do, I believe the Lord is going to send me away from here. How do you feel about that?
Wow.
So I said, well, I've already left Texas, so
there
I'm
you
game.
Go. Wow.
And we love people. We want people to see God as part of their life in everything, not just Sunday, not just Wednesday. Everything. When you're going to a ball game, when you're getting together with your friends, he's a part of your life. It's like you can't, it's not a religious thing. It's like if he's not there, it's, you know, you're bummed out. So that's the message that we want to get across.
Well, I see the joy in both of you. And you too, over there, Mr. Cool Dude. I see the joy in you too. And I'm so excited. Where can we go to keep up with all the development and excitement and times, the details? You have a website?
Yes, go to sourceconnection.org is the website. We're on social media as well, your Facebook and YouTube and even Twitter. You'll see Pastor PSC, as in Pastor Paul Source Connection Church.
And the grand launch, September 16th, Manchester Theater. Come as you are. Everyone's welcome.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Come as you are. Flip-flops, shorts, jeans.
Yeah.
Yes. And an open heart.
That's
open
it.
There you go. Fantastic. Thank you so much for being with me on Palmetto Mornings.